you aren't gonna get me twice in a row. You got me once. You should have, like, just don't be so greedy. Greed is the theme of the fireside today. You are right, Bashti. Someone has to make the bingo cards, Grocer. I don't know if I've hit enough, like, of the same points for people to make them yet. Maybe. What up, Cuddle Time? I haven't seen you for a while. All right, you guys ready to go? And 450 and still climbing? That's good. All right, so I've pinged out the pie chart of shame. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but it's nice to have it up for the discussion that we're going to have. So if you don't know, or were declared. Pandemic Horde, Panfam, really, all of them, have attacked Fireco. And Initiative has sent a SIG. Dark Shines has sent his SIG to do that as well. So I'll get the question that is on your mind out of the way right now. We have no affiliation for this war, so we can shoot everyone, legitimate third party. We can go and attack Horde. We can go and attack NCDOT. We can go and attack Fire. We have no friends over there in any of those groups I mentioned. We can't shoot Initiative. Everyone else we can shoot. So we will not be deploying at the moment. We're going to keep our options open, but that doesn't mean that if a fight's break out or there's a timer that we won't attend it. So that's sort of the perfect situation for us as far as I'm concerned, is the most possible targets to shoot and the least tie-ups to hold us back. I'll mention that real quickly. The Anti-Crab Coalition have struck a deal to attack Fire. They struck a deal with Darkshines. Darkshines asked me if we could give them blues for transit so that they can move to attack Fire. And I said that is okay. So if they're doing anything other than transiting, then let me know and we can revoke that. But they have agreed to use it to transit only. So they'll be attacking Fire as well. All right. So as you recall, we were just at war with Fire a few months ago. And Pandemic Horde and Gobbins came to their rescue. We gave a lot of good reasons as to why Fire should be destroyed. And obviously Horde did not agree with them. They came and saved Fire. They're allies with Fire. And then within a few months, Gobbins has turned around and betrayed them. This will probably not shock many of you. There is a difference between other organizations and us, and that is that we keep our agreements, we do not betray our allies, and we certainly don't go and save someone and then a few months later go and say it's time to destroy them. They are now our food. They're now our content. Hate that word. That's just not something we would do. And we haven't done it in the past, so we wouldn't be doing it in the future. I just want to say that the reasoning that Gobbins gave, if you did not see it, was to open up space for new alliances to come in the game. And while I do agree that Fire's rental empire is sort of disgusting, I think that it is the height of comedy coming from him, because he is the biggest landlord, slumlord, in this entire game. I don't understand how you can say, oh, we're doing it for the good of the game, when you have regions and regions of rental space where that you are the slumlord master of. If you want to make the game better, free your serfs. You know, go out there and stop taking money. And the reason I linked this picture is very important. It's the pie chart of shame. It is the list of the top 25 most permanently banned users per alliance. CCP released this once in 2019, and they will never do it again because it showed something that's very important. If you look at all of these top alliances, they are all rental alliances. Northern Associates, Brothers of Tangra, these are the people that are associated with PanFam. Solar Wing, Solar Citizens, Shadow of X-Death. These groups, essentially every group on this list, is a rental organization, essentially every single one. And some of these groups at the time had barely started existing. Pan Intergalactic Business Community with 3%, Fraternity Treasury with 5%. Those groups had barely existed as of 2019, and they'd already gotten on the list. Initiative Associates was renters too. So all of these people were renters. Renting is botting. That is how renters pay money. When you are renting, you are supporting botters. It's not like, oh, well, you're actively protecting them. You're not even supporting it. You are protecting the botters. And we have the list right here that shows that renting is botting because they banned only renters. It makes up the 100%, or sorry, all of the top alliances. The top 25 is all renter alliances. So if you want to do something for the good of the game, don't make up an excuse to beat up on someone for quote unquote content. Stop renting. Stop being a slumlord. Stop being part of the problem. Like, yeah, you do make more money than us. Yes, that is very true. They make more money than us. But look at what you associate with. Look at what you support. Like, that's not good for the game. That's why we are against renting. That's why we don't do it. I've got some good news on this front. I've been talking with Starfleet Commanders, who is the leader of Volta and GTC, and we've been discussing, how bad renting is for the game. And if you don't know, Volta and GTC are a rental, they have a rental alliance. But he's been saying, that he agrees, and he just made a decision, and they announced that they're going to stop renting. So we are making progress on this front. We are cleaning this game up. But the one thing that hasn't been cleaned up is the people who actively support the bots, the people who charge the bots fees and make money off them. And here's something that I found out recently that I find really, really sad is if you're in Horde and you want good ratting space, they encourage you to rent from them. Imagine that. Like, imagine one of you guys come up to me and say, "Hey, my system's a little crowded." I'm like, "Oh, well, you could just pay us billions a month and rent your own system." It's comical. It's comical. We've got a list full of bots. We have the bots being renters, and we have the biggest renter in the game saying that he's doing something for the good of the game. Nah. If you want an example of how to do it right, look at our two newest alliances. Look at Shadow Ultimatum. Look at Sigma. Those guys are in their own region of space. We're giving them advice. Here's how you grow. This is what we've learned. Here's what you can do. How can we help you? Can we show up for a timer? Can we get you, a program? Can we give you something we've built? How can we help you grow? And these guys are growing right now. And do you know what they pay the Imperium? Do you know how much they pay the Imperium for this, protection, this advice, this usefulness? Exactly. You guys know it's zero. It's zero. If you want to do something for the good of the game, help people out. Help them grow. All right. That's the big war update. That's what I want to talk about. You guys got questions? Go ahead and ask them. I got a couple more things I want to ask you later, but if you have questions about that in particular, I'll answer them now. Go ahead. No deployment plans right now. We can go deploy if we want to, but we don't have one coming up. We're going to stage where we are currently. That's our current plan. Can change. No future plans, that kind of thing, but yeah, that's it. We are not calling it Zappy Fleet, thank you. But we took out our Stormbringers. And we got it was small gang of Stormbringers, like 20 of them. We fought against the small, also about 20-man Drake Navy fleet, and we put them all in hull before they warped off in low sec. That was pretty exciting. I'm very excited to see a full fleet. You guys need to get your skills trained. Get your Stormbringers, get your skills trained. It's going to be awesome when we bring it out. Thank you for linking it, Rom. Very good. Good point. We do have that blog. You guys should be checking out our blog and getting your information there. A lot of good information on there. Can you explain more details of this transition from AOK, please? I don't know what AOK stands for. Johnny Williams, we do have a SIG called Jeff, which we may use. So if you're not a member of Jeff, you can join that. Ghoster, if you want to go with small gang, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I don't want SIGs deploying to the warfront right now, but if you want to go from home, that's no problem. Anti-Crab Coalition. So they're transiting through our space. They have limited time blues, and that's about it. There's really not more information needed or, like I said, if they'd use them for anything other than transiting, let me know and we can handle that. Jeff is invite only. You can just apply to it and get accepted.
No, not at the moment. We close it down after we.
Is it closed? Okay, all right. Well, then we'll if we decide to use Jeff, we will reopen it. Right now, like I said, no plans to go out and deploy at the moment. We will fight from 1DQ. Bex is linking the crab loot buyback. I've been using that. I think I've been using the Alliance one. I think he's advertising his personal one, but that's fine. Providence conflict. I don't know what's going to happen with Providence. There's going to be a whole lot of like changes based on in the next month or two, and we'll see what happens. We are just keeping our options open, basically. We obviously have some plans that we are going to keep mum, like no future plans type thing. But in general, we're keeping our options open to see how the map plays out, see how fire responds, see how PH handles it, and watching everyone and then adjusting in the best way we can. Why don't we just glass fire space while Horde takes on their main systems? There's no reason we can't attack their space if we want to. Once again, keeping our options open, seeing what happens. It's the really literally the first day, so let's watch. I want to ask you guys. Go ahead, Apple. You guys say something?
It's much more fun that we are able to shoot everyone. So like let's just shoot whoever we want to shoot.
Yeah, exactly. Some of you guys are saying you hate Horde more than Fire. I imagine that's true. I think from a leadership perspective, our leadership dislikes Fire a lot. Our line members don't really care. The Fire is more distasteful if you deal with their leadership. On a line member level, you probably don't see them as much. I want to talk to you guys about Crabquels. This is like an awesome way to make ISK in Rorquels. If you aren't doing them and you want to, why not? I want to know what's the holdup. Is it that you cannot get Rorquel holes? Some people are saying they're sold out. I've heard that they're on the market. ISK skills, okay. Yeah, we have been saving the Rorks. Lazy, too scared to fly them. Okay. Space poor, only one pilot. Poor, skilling. Skills, only one pilot. You need two Rorks, need to run two. Okay, so a lot of people have only one pilot. We set up a program that we could just, you know, like a just it would just be like a channel where you guys could X up and get a buddy to run them with. Would that be helpful? So that you just do an own Rork with one? Perfect. That's what I needed to know. Okay. All right, cool. I usually only do it with one Rork too, so I'll get in that channel as well. All right, we'll make a Jabber channel and we'll put it up there. Here's the thing, Edible. You do not need to have a Beehive FC up at the time. You can run Crabquels even when the Beehive is down, and we are still saving them. I personally got dropped in a Dread in a Rork the other day and lived with both, so that was nice. It even dropped a Hell on me. Rorquels are no longer bad, Johnny Williams, for Crabquels. They are amazing, which is using crab beacons and doing them with Rorks. Yeah, don't do it in 1DQ like me. I'm just doing it because that's the only way I can get a rush. How much does it cost to refit a mining Rorquel to a Crabquel? About $1 billion. Can someone link the forum post for Crabquels from Styx? There you go. Thank you, Rama, on top of things as usual. All right, directors, am I missing anything that I was supposed to talk about? Don't say PI. You can throw in Ilm. Dynex, I knew you were going to do it. Ugh. All right, guys, get PI. We need PI. We like PI. We want PI. Get lots of PI. All right, any other questions? Throw me in Elysium now. Hit me up in Elysium now, please. Period basis is free for all, like it has been. So, you know, that's all that needs to be. You can go down there and rat if you want to. Should we do PI? Yeah, hurricanes when? No hurricanes planned currently. Favorite Kirkland find? Oh, I got some chocolate-covered raisins. I actually got, you know, like the Costco sales guy who, like, chocolate-covered raisins for free. I walked by and I'm like, I'll have some free chocolate-covered raisins. And then I liked them so much I bought them, which I kind of hate, but they are very good. A few months ago, something was said about an alliance for our old corporation so we can't get Warduck and HiSec. Is there any news about that? I don't know about that, Moe. I'll put it on my list and find out and try to get back to you next week. Just follow up with me next week on the fireside. Yeah, Levisarin, I think that there is a general lack of the materials. Hard to find them, from what I understand. I don't do capital construction. We do have some plans we'll discuss next week. We were in our meetings today. We are discussing them, but some plans to help with liquidity. So we should have that for you guys next week. I'm pretty excited about that, but we're not ready to talk about it this week. EU time zone, Beehive, what do Chevron? I think that's like an FC thing. We just need to get more FCs. It's hard to just get someone. There has to be the right kind of person who wants to do it and is also capable. So we'll see if we can find some more for you. But that's another reason I like to promote Crabquels, because you do not need to have the Beehive up. So you can make Beehive money even when Beehive is down. Yeah, please don't throw your random Discord servers in here. I'm a little worried about that. Can we get another lesson on Crabquels? Yes, on Crabquels, we can. I can do another fleet where we show you how they work. That's not a problem. New Doctrine is Stormbringers. New Doctrine is Stormbringers, where the actual Doctrine fit is available now in the fitting folder in the forums. Isogen is 25% of the cost of capitals. Can Locust mine to drive the price down? Honor, are you here? Can you talk about mining in Pochvin and other places? Terrio, we haven't decided on the Stormbringer name yet, because there's honestly so many good ones. I like Palpatine Fleet the best, but other people have other names, and I like them, so Pikachus. So this is great. So we'll just let the FC's herf and whichever name sticks we'll use, and if we have to use several, we'll use several. But I'm into Palpatine Fleet. I just like the idea of unlimited power, you know? Zintage, can you talk about quickly the Claymore update fit and just the stuff that got removed? Palpatine died, but yes, somehow he returned. Somehow. Zaps for Paps? Okay, that's pretty good. I don't like, I mean, the Zappy Boy name, I will destroy that one, but Zaps for Paps is kind of funny. Don, you want to unmute and talk about mining real quick? And then Zintage, can you unmute as well or no? Okay, so we've updated the Claymore fit to make it a little less expensive, I believe. And we've changed some of the Lachesis fit. It doesn't need to have anything else. So some of the fits have been updated. When we did the Stormbringer fleet, we realized that some of the fits had got outdated and the team had not updated them yet. But we've handled it. Dawn says someone else will have to unmute her. What corp is Dawn in? Someone want to find her and unmute her?
Can you not do it self? You should be able to do it just...
I see her here.
Hello?
Yeah, is it bad? It was the 30-second pitch on mining. Yeah, you're good.
Okay. So we are expanding mining options. We've been testing out stuff in Poshman, Goonies, and Locust. We can do it. It's not hard.
Oh boy. And, all right. Hey, Don, we'll have you on next week to talk about it. I think you're at, aren't you at that meetup right now? So
yeah.
All right. We'll have you do it next week. All right, guys. So that's about the fireside. Go forth and let the enemy know that if they want to clean up the space and make space for people, they should take the log out of their own eye before they look at the spec in Fire's eye. I'll see y'all next week. We'll probably have a lot more ops going on this week, so get ready, get geared up, get your Stormbringers ready. I want to take a fleet of those out. I'll see y'all soon. Have a good one.